Good evening. How are y'all this evening? Good, good. I think we got a PowerPoint coming up on the screen, maybe. My name is Collier Robertson. As he said, I did not sign up for a push-up contest, but I'm always there for the challenge. So, anyways, I'm from Bismarck, Arkansas. I was born and raised there, southwest, south central, and grew up in Caney Missionary Baptist Church. I accepted Christ at 12 years old as my Savior, and I was baptized there. And after that, a man named Brian Harris came into my life, and he really took me under his wing and discipled me, and him and his wife just really poured into me. And when I was in ninth grade, it would have been 2017, he asked me if I wanted to go on a mission trip with him, and it was to Mexico. And my parents, for some reason, said yes, that I could go halfway across the world with people that weren't them. Praise the Lord that they did. I went on that mission trip, and God really opened my eyes to the need for the gospel, not just in that country, but everywhere. Amen. And I came back completely changed, and there was something in my heart for about 3 months. And in April, God told me that He was calling me into ministry to preach His word and to serve Him. And I said, "You're crazy. No way that's happening." And so about 3 months, I really wrestled with the fact that God was calling me into that. And then in July 26th, 2017, I surrendered to ministry at Bog Springs Baptist Camp. And since then, I have been trying to faithfully follow the Lord. So MBSF is a ministry of Grace Missionary Baptist in Stillwater. And we met Brother Adam, which is the pastor there, last summer at Cedar Hills Teen Camp. We normally go to Bog Springs, but because of COVID restrictions, we couldn't go to the Arkansas camp. So me and my fiance Emily, we ended up going to the Cedar Hills camp. And I met Adam purely by divine appointment and by God's grace. And we met each other, and then we got to know each other once the semester started. And he said, "Hey, you want to work with MBSF? We don't have anybody working with us right now." And I said, "Yeah, sure." So I worked with him. And then in about August of this year, we met again, and we were talking, and he asked me if I wanted to step into position as director of MBSF at Oklahoma State. And so I've been working with these guys since March, and what a blessing it's been to be the director there. So if turn your direction to the PowerPoint and your attention to the PowerPoint. This is Oklahoma State MBSF, and that's a group picture of us. So what is MBSF? MBSF stands for Missionary Baptist Student Fellowship. It's a college ministry on the campus of Oklahoma State University. I think there's about 20 nationwide on different campuses. There's one in Norman at Oklahoma University, and there's one at Southeastern in Tahlequah, and those are the three in Oklahoma. Like I said, it's a ministry of Grace Missionary Baptist Church. Our mission statement is this: our goal at Stillwater MBSF is to reach as many students with the gospel as possible. We aim to establish deep personal relationships, promote discipleship, and encourage spiritual growth with every person we meet. We often have to travel thousands and thousands of miles to reach people for the gospel that have never heard it. But in our case, we have people come thousands of miles to us that have never heard the gospel. And that's why this ministry is needed, is because at the campus there's so many lost people. Our slogan is "Be discipled and disciple others." 2 Timothy 2:2, Paul is writing to Timothy, and he says, "What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Our logo is a chain link, and there's a chain link in the middle, and that represents you. And then there's a chain link on the left and a chain link on the right. I wish I had a picture of it, but I'm not wearing my shirt tonight. And the chain link on the side of you represents somebody that you are discipling and pouring into. And the chain link on the right side of you is someone that's discipling you and pouring into you. And so it's the idea that we are being discipled and we are constantly discipling others. Amen. We found that these are the three biggest questions that we try to help students answer when they get into college. Whenever you get away from your parents and you're out in the big world by yourself for the first time, there's a sense of freedom that often leads students the wrong way. And these are the three biggest things. What will I believe? You get into college, and especially at a D1 secular university, and many of the professors are preaching against Christ. they make it their goal to preach against Christ and to preach liberal ideologies and things that are unglorifying to God. And so when a student gets into college, they have the choice, am I going to follow the world or am I going to listen to what Christ has to preach? The second question is, what will I do? We know that in the Bible that it teaches us to do with our life whatever God calls us to and whatever we can reach the most people with the gospel for. So we try to navigate, we try to disciple our students through that and direct them in a way that they don't just do something that makes the most money or that pleases them, but with their life and their career, they do something that honors Christ. The third question is, who will I marry? Everybody gets into college and they are looking for somebody to marry, let me tell you. And, you know, you think, well, if I don't get somebody to marry here, I'm going to be in trouble after the time I get out of college. The version of love and relationship that Hollywood and the world puts out is not the version of love and the structure of relationship that the Bible teaches us Christians. And so we find that it's very important that when these students get into college, we have to teach them these three things, and we have to teach them the biblical way and the biblical teachings of Christ so that they don't be led astray. The enrollment at Oklahoma State University is 26,000 students, 20,000 undergrad, 6,000 graduate students. I would dare to say that probably 75% of these students are lost. Statistics show that 80% of kids who leave their home church and go off to college never step foot back into the church again. These universities push ideologies and beliefs that are against the truth that the Bible teaches, and without a biblical college ministry, most of these students will be led astray. Heard a statistic this week at the National ABA meeting that 70,000 people a day die without hearing the gospel. That is a football stadium full of people dying and going to hell because they are not hearing the gospel. That is why college ministry is needed, so that we can reach to those that have never heard the message of Christ. So what do? We meet every Tuesday night, 6:30-ish in there. We're college students. We don't really hold to a schedule very well. We evangelize as a group on campus bi-weekly. So we try to make it our goal to go out as a group of MBSF every other week at least. Our goal is actually every week, but everybody's schedules don't really mix up. So we just go out on campus and we'll break off into groups of two and we'll just go up to people and ask them how they are. Have you heard the gospel? And we simply just share the gospel and the message of Christ with them. We have what we call family dinners every other week for fellowship and fun. And we'll just meet and we'll cook a meal, play games, hang out. A lot of times these result in theology conversations, and we get way deeper than I know what I'm talking about. Something that we're looking to start and that we are going to start this fall is we're going to have a men and women's weekly Bible studies in the mornings so we can go a little bit deeper, dive into the Scripture with our people. We're going to start a prayer team and one-on-one discipleship. So those are things that we're going to start this fall. So why do we need your support? Why are we asking for your money? Currently, we have enough support to feed the people who attend our Tuesday night Bible studies once a week. Our budget is $30 to $40 a week. We started the first semester with around six people coming, and it was me, my fiance, the youth pastor, and then three other people that were coming. And so our expenses were very low, but the Lord has blessed us, and we have been bringing in around 17 to 20, somewhere in that area, people the second semester. Really nothing we have done. We prayed to, this is just an example of what God has done in helping us meet people. We were praying to meet people and make connections. And a lot of times on Sunday afternoons, we'll get a group of us and we'll go up and we'll hang out just places on campus. And we went to this one building called Kerr Drummond, and it has an upstairs area that's really big and really open. And we play a lot of cornhole. And so we're setting up the cornhole boards, and I told our youth pastor, I said, hey, come play me in a game of cornhole. And there's this dude in the back. I mean, we didn't even really know he was there. And he's just typing away, and he shoots up. He's like, I'll play you in cornhole. I'm like, sweet, this is going to be a good ministry opportunity, and I'll get to beat him at cornhole. And he was semi-pro, and he's left-handed, played right-handed, and he still beat me. So, but we got to know him, and he started coming to MBSF, and we had an evangelism night. Well, it was our weekly meeting. We went out to evangelize, and so we broke up into groups of two. And the guy that was with him actually ended up just talking to him the whole time, and he told us he's not a believer. and he continues to come every single week. I've stayed in contact with him this summer, and he's willing. His reason is that he's had too many Bible-thumping Christians in his life to accept the gospel. And so his name is Morgan. If you would please be in prayer for him that he will accept Christ. Like I said, we're still in contact this summer, and I'm hoping that this fall he will accept Christ as his Savior. Another opportunity of meeting people, we went out and we evangelized the last week of school. It was last Friday. And my fiance, I put two people who didn't ever talk together. So one of them would be made to talk. And they went out and they saw a guy playing chess. And so a guy named Nathan, one of our members, he sat down and he said, "Hey man, have you ever heard the gospel?" And he said, "No, what's that?" And so this guy, so they shared the gospel with him and they played a game of chess with him. And his name's Sina. He's from Iran. He's very proud of the fact that he's a non-believer because he tries to tell me every time I see him that in Iran, most people think that they're Muslim, but he said over 50% are actually non-believers. And so we've been meeting with him. After that, we gave him contact information to the church and to our pastor. And that next Monday, I was out of town, and my pastor, Brother Adam, texted me, and he said, "Hey, Sina just showed up at the church wanting to know more about God." And so he talked to him, he shared the gospel thoroughly with him, and we're continuing to disciple him. And so if you would pray for him, there's a lot of things. He's a PhD student getting his PhD in biochemical engineering. He told me the other night, he said, "I work with the facts." And so he's having a hard time accepting Christ. So if you would please pray for him that he would accept Christ as his Savior. Those are just a few opportunities of how we meet people and what we do. Our expenses. They include renting a house. We meet every Tuesday or most Tuesdays at a house right off campus, less than a quarter mile. We rent that monthly, and so that's what our expenses are. We have utilities that we pay for, the food weekly. If we continue to grow at the rate that we are, we won't have enough money to feed our group every week, and events for our members. We're looking next summer to go on a mission trip, and so help support would help pay for the mission trip and some of the costs for that. Also, I've been working since March without pay, and some of the pay and the support would go towards my salary. We're looking to get a financial report, so all the churches that will support us, we will send out a financial report monthly of where our money goes, how much we get in, and where it goes, and what we do with it. So, that is our ministry. We need your money, but more than anything, we need your prayers. Your prayers that we will meet lost people, and that our message will be effective. The last few slides, we just have a few pictures of what we did throughout the semester. The bottom one was actually the night that I proposed to Emily, and I told her to dress up because we were going to take a picture at MBSF, but really, I told her to dress up because I was going to propose later. But the top one is we went bowling. We had a camping trip planned and a whole weekend of worship planned, and it started raining, so we went bowling and did a lock-in, and it was fun, but it was also terrible. We stayed up all night. So the next one, that's one of our family dinners on the left. We'll just cook and we'll meet. That's some of our group right there in the top right. And the bottom is us playing games at one of our weekly meetings. Is that all the slides? Perfect. So let's dig into the Word of God together. I thank you for the opportunity to preach, to present the Word. If you would...